This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The United States is cutting off aid to the Central American countries of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. This comes a day after U.S. President Donald Trump criticized the countries for sending migrants to the United States. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, the top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, called Trump's order a reckless announcement and urged Democrats and Republicans alike to reject it. This comes a day after Mr. Trump threatened to shut down the U.S.-Mexico border later this week. Venezuelans held competing protests on Saturday. Some declared their support for President Nicolas Maduro. Others supported self-declared interim president Juan Guaido. This comes one day after the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies announced it has obtained permission to distribute humanitarian aid in the country and will start within 20 days. The permission would mark a change in the Maduro government's policy on outside aid, which has been blocked from entering Venezuela. Zuzana Kapitova will be Slovakia's first female president. She thanks supporters after winning the second round of the Central European country's presidential election Saturday. Her win runs counter to a European trend of electing populist anti-European Union politicians. The Israeli military says five rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip into Israel early Sunday, following a day of protests that saw Israeli troops kill four Palestinians near the territory's border. No casualties were reported, and no Palestinian group claimed responsibility, though they appeared to be in retaliation for the protesters' deaths. From Washington, this is VOA News. The number of Mozambique cyclone survivors who have contracted cholera has risen dramatically. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Authorities say the number of cases in Mozambique has jumped to more than 270, nearly twice the amount recorded the day before. Aid group Doctors Without Borders says it's seeing some 200 likely cholera cases per day in the port city Beira alone, where relief workers are hurrying to restore the damaged water system. The Portuguese news agency Lusa says so far no cholera deaths have been confirmed, but the group has pushed up the death toll in central Mozambique from the cyclone to just over 500 in general. Authorities have warned the toll is highly preliminary as floodwaters recede and reveal more bodies. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Aid agencies are working to prevent another cholera epidemic in war-torn Yemen. An outbreak in 2017 claimed more than 2,500 lives. Ukrainians are heading to the polls on Sunday to vote in the first round of presidential elections. Current leader Petro Poroshenko is seeking re-election for the surprise frontrunner, but the surprise frontrunner is comedian Volodymyr Zelensky. Political analyst Konstantin Batakovsky says the support for Zelensky is to protest the current government.
People don't support Zelensky. They just want to show their attitude, negative attitude to Poroshenko.
If no candidate gets more than 50% of the vote on Sunday, the top two will go to a second round of voting on April 21st. Voters in Turkey are also going to the poll Sunday in critical local elections, in which control of the country's main cities are up for grabs. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan rallying the party faithful in his hometown of Istanbul. Even though he's not up for election, the Turkish leader is leading the campaign. That's because with the country facing soaring inflation and recession, even in Istanbul, Erdogan's once unassailable power base hangs in the balance after 20 years of unbroken rule. Opinion polls indicate the mayoral election in Istanbul is too close to call. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
In Afghanistan, at least four students died after a mortar was fired at a school in the volatile southeastern Ghazni province. More than a dozen others, including two teachers, were wounded. The assault comes on the heels of the Taliban's capture of an important northeastern district where a dozen Afghan police and security personnel died. For the latest on any of these stories, please visit us around the clock at voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.